Yes. God bless the I and I and I. Keep I and I, cause his face is grace to shine upon I and I. And give I and I Yeshua, salvation, victory, shalom. Here, Sunday service, picking up with the Rhema tune that we left off with. We got the 5th, 6th, 7th Aliyot readings and feedings here for Shabbat. Why you pray, and he went, he exodus forward. Very interesting, the birth. This Torah reading and feeding, we call this the birth of the Israelite nation, the birth of the nation, Yisrael. Yes, I, Rastafari, Rhema tune. For the mothers of Israel.
Africa still remains so fine. Empresses and emperors living from Indochina. I know you're the first to give birth unto mankind. Now let me say you'll be heard, being Omega's divine. Take out to Zion, I give thy praise. That's where my covenant will be always. How have you been going through those days? You've been away for many days. Love, woman, and child. For you I really have so much love. Just make things great. Oh yeah, you and the children, I see them in front of your face. I say, keep them close as you live, increase their faith. Marcus David, don't save him, save the future for me. Oh, 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 natural nature is the way to your knees. You were born as the one to conceive, now let my joy put away your grief. You want to child of food as the reef. Yeah, man and child, you, yeah. For you I'm coming so much for. Just in Ethiopian clothes, coming more and more. Oh, what a lovely day. The blessing is so pure. Someone can sleep today. Of this I am sure. Yeah, hey, yeah. Black woman and child. Yeah. For you have got so much love. Dollar bills and pay. We said why that never yet make I proud. Oh, black woman and child. That never yet make I proud. Say it aloud. Kamala and Africa still remain so fine. Empresses and emperors living from Indochina. I know you're the first to give birth unto mankind. Now let me say you'll be heard. Being Omega's divine. Take I to Zion, I give my friends. That's where my covenant will be always. How have you been going through those days? Something away for many years.
Black woman and child, yes, it's here, livicated right here to the mothers of Yisrael. Interesting, the narrative right here. Hopefully we get a chance to build on it, but we got some more to hear right here. And here, this is Hebraically, Judaically, this is a blessing that's often recited during the sabbatical time right here. You know, it's interesting, there's the woman, the mother of the house that initiates the sabbatical time with the baraka and the lighting of the lights, and hear this blessing as well. Yes, I hear this.
Kakatu bitorateka, as it is written in thy law, Yahweh yimloka le'olam wa'ad, and Jehovah shall reign forever and ever, for ever and ever. Ve'ne'emar v'hayah Yahweh le'meleka al kol ha'aretz bayom ha'hu. Yehyeh Yahweh echad ushmo echad. And it is said, Yahweh Jehovah shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall Yahweh Jehovah be one, and his name one. Ve'ne'emar V'haya Yahweh le'meleka al kol ha'aretz bayom ha'hu. Yehyeh Yahweh echad ushmo echad. And here on Sabbaths, on the Shabbats and festivals, it is usual for a father, a patriarch, to pronounce a baraka, a benediction, on his children. Lemor, saying to sons, Le Zakar, to son, to sons, Yisimeka Elohim, Ke Ephraim, We Kimnaseh, Elohim, render thee I like Ephraim and like Manasseh. And to daughters, Le Nikeva, Ye Semek Elohim, Ke Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, We Leah, Elohim, render thee I like Sarah, Rivka, Rebecca, Rachel, Rachel, and Leah, and Leah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yismecha, to sons, and the Yismech. Yes, I, the blessing from the sons and the daughters. So here. Picking up. After this.
Hey, mama. Hi, mama.
Oh, my, oh, my. For mama to cry, gonna keep you by the blood so high.
We smell for all the mothers in the world.
Time's just the way things ought to be, yeah.
Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. It's my words and my suffering. Mama, I will never let you down. I'll never go away. I'll always be around. Know why you do it, such love that you found. I'm always gonna let you wear that crown. Through the roughest of time, you maintain your calm, Jah was your only end, while sheltering me from the storm. And when it's cold, you wrap me in a towel so warm. Oh my, oh my, I'm so glad I was born. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Well, thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. It's my word, I'm gonna make you so proud. Such good, so you have. You're the one who teaches me all the good from the bad.
Even when the system keeps pressuring my dad, you got I.O. Thanks be unto Most High God. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering, no one knows the pressure you felt, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering, all my vision, aspiration, I owe it all unto you. It's my words and my offering. I'm a big man now, that's how things go. Things to do to survive, only die, know. Fiercely protecting us while watching us grow. You've been up, even when it's on the down low. Work so hard to see us go to school. Blisters on your fingers so they can't take us for food. I'm here for a purpose, I'm here to rule. But I just, Rastafari will see us through. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering, no one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering, no one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Oh. Now it's my turn to make life. I'm so mature, you know I've got my kids and my wife. And I'm positively sure I'm doing fine. And since you can do so much more, you're preparing for the future, my love, you deserve. Keep doing your thing, while others not knowing. Go deep inside your heart, mama, you know where it was going. Can a mother lose her tender care for her child that she be showing? Come on, your stars keep glowing. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Another interesting right here, here, here. Melkam Ehud, blessed, beautifully good first day right here, 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 about to ride out with the fulfillment of the Torah reading and feeding here for this seventh sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for Shabbat, why you say, Senbet Wetato, and he wata, he yata, wata, yata, wata, he exodus, he came out. Now here we have the birth of the Israel nation, we say the sons of Jacob, the B'nai Yaakov, but here coming to the birth of a nation. The four matriarchs, we have two primary, but in total the four matriarchs right here. And another observation right now, Rhema word observation, is that this time also can be, according to Torah reading and feedings, a real time for like a Mother's Day. You know, seeing that we have like this collective, you know, in that sense, four types of mothers, you know, four types of women, the two mothers, and then we have the 12, well, actually 13, including Dinah. Now, here also is the Book of Jubilee, so a Rhema word here, in addition to birth of a nation, also a kind of idea and more true, if you know the true history, you know, behind the Western Gentile Mother's Day. Every day, yes, is Mother's Day, but this is a good season for reflection. And here we have the Metafe Kufale, the Book of Jubilees, the Book of Divisions, the Book of the Parshiot, almost like to say like the Torah readings and feedings in the different divisions, the different weeks. Also with the theme of week, so it says fulfill her week. And here we get to recognize even in HaTorah, the scripture is speaking about not like days in the sense we say days today, but speaking about like seven in terms of seven times seven, right? The seven times seven, the weeks of years. But here in the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, here in chapter XXVII, chapter XXVII, chapter 27, we get the end of the previous Torah reading and feeding, right? This covers like Genesis chapter, like say 28 right here. And in this chapter here, according to R.H. Charles translation, one can get a hard copy of this, LOJS.org, or check also for the soft copy, the PDF copy. But here in the 19th verse, it says, and Jacob went. So you get that key, the key word there. And Jacob went from the well of the oath. So here, this translation from the Ethiopic manuscripts of the Book of Jubilees has it as Jacob went, while you'd say Yaakov in the Hebrew, and Jacob went, Yaakov went to tow, he went from the well of the oath. So here, Be'er Shevah, the well of the seven, the well of the oath, the well of the covenant, the well of the oath to go to Haran on the first year of the second week in the 44th Jubilee, the 44th Jubilee. And he came to Luz on the mountains, a place known as Luz, that is Beit El or Bethel, on the new moon of the first month of the week. And he came to the place at even, at the evening time, and turned from the way to the west of the road that night, and he slept there, for the sun had set. Now, another theme that we've touched on in the previous sabbatical studies, Rastafari sabbatical studies, that's brought out here, is the whole rock stone, and rock was my pillow, that theme there, Burhana Selassie, Bob Marley, the Wailers, rock stone, the rock being the pillow, right? And so we have here in the Book of Jubilees, right, more details on the narrative and also verifying, you know, the scriptural narrative. It's interesting because Jubilees in its most ancient form and version is the core of what Moshe receives from the angel of the presence, the same angel that was in the burning bush that revealed that he was known as El Shaddai, but by his name, Yahweh, he was not known. So that same revelation of the angel of the presence, right, the angel of the face, revealing to him the history of the previous patriarchs. So in looking at the Book of Jubilees, to put it like more chronologically, Jubilees would precede the first book of Moshe and HaTorah in its present form, the core fragments, the core elements. But here, where we just left off, we move forward to chapter 28, XXVII. And here it has, as a kind of an overview, Jacob marries Leah and Rachel. His children by Leah and Rachel and Rachel, and by their handmaids. Jacob, Yaakov, seeks to leave Laban. So here's what we pick up right here with the fifth, sixth, and seventh, Alio, but stays on at a certain wage. So we spoke about like the wages, you know, the wages and the business aspects that as we, you know, diligently study, we also see the wisdom principles being revealed concerning business and the wages. And we're getting into those details right there. But Jacob, Yaakov becomes rich. And hopefully we have a time to also touch on, you know, what some people believe is maybe magic based on how they're reading, you know, based on the KJV, the King James Version, and their particular perspective, inclination. They might think that the increasing of like the spotted and the speckled was like some magic. But something we looked up, which is interesting, and this is like for those that, you know, people, professional people study like, you know, animal husbandry, so forth and so on, find that sometimes for them to get more of a certain color or kind of animal, they associate that color, that kind of animal, during the time of like the mother, you know, going through the motions to conceive, with the kind of animal that they would want to be produced. Almost like you are what you see. There's that particular principle there. And if you go deeper into scientific study, it gets into physics, you know, how the observer affects what is observed, and in a sense, vice versa. But here in the Metzafe, the book of Jubilees, Kufale Yobelu, chapter 28 is an interesting, you know, like some will say, like the background study or the contextual study, right, to what we have here in the scripture, as well as in this particular translation, one of the better ones from some of the more original manuscripts, Ethiopic manuscripts that managed to reach the West here, the R.H. Charles translation, goes into some interesting details of when they were born, you know, when the different sons of Jacob, you know, the 12 sons, B'nai Yaakov, when they were born, you know, and it's interesting to look at that because some look at the 12 tribes from a more astrological perspective. And there is a science that can be applied to the 12 tribes of Yisrael, the 12, some say zodiacal, you know, the heavenly signs, the witness and the stars. That also can be seen there. But in its first type, we're speaking of the birth of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Jacob, and the birth of the Beta Israel, the house of Jacob. Another little point that's interesting, the B'nai Yisrael, sons, B'nai Yisrael, often translated as Israelites, or some translators translate B'nai Yisrael, which literally means the sons of Israel, as Israelites or as the children of Israel, but directly means the sons of Israel, more of a masculine aspect. And then we have the Beta Yisrael, the Beta Israel, and we have Beit in Hebrew, Bayit, and then we also have the term for daughter, Bat. Right, so we can see a kind of the divine double helix, the male and female polarity and the science of it, even in the word sound related to the people, places, and ideas as well. But anyway, here to the rock stone revelation. We're going to pick up. Yes, I, brothers and sisters in the live stream, we got about an hour, 36 minutes, hopefully. Get a portion of the Great Spirit. Let's ride up with this sabbatical study. And he went out.
Jehovah, guide me. Be my guide and create a salvation for me. Jehovah, guide me. Be my guide and know that you never stop me. I'm on the run. I'm on the run. I had an eye and eye. I had an eye and eye.
Yes, yes, yes. Rockstone. Rockstone was my pillow, too. So let's ride up right here. Have the 5th, 6th, and 7th Aliyot here for the first day service, here for the Sunday service, and here. Let's just hear this a little right here.
Rockstone, my
Rock, 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 rock. alone was my field, I could not find place to sleep. But them empty, we have to find food for eat. Every day we terrorize by soldiers and police. When they think them a strong man, they think them a bait. From them a black convoy and Indian and chief. From the first to the health straight up to 7th Street. One thing you know we find a big jump for the base. I make it in a life I inherit as the base. Self-employed, cannot get laid. But I work me up, can't even get a day off. Who do want to stop me now, them finals say them way off. Alright,
so me say one by one. One by one, one by one, we stepping out of Babylon, and then one by one, one by one.
You King Selassie, I the conquering lion, lion, lion.
Rock on, one man.
Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to clip on your bones. Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to sell us the eyebrows. Separation is a thing, could be no harder time. Got to widen your views, got to broaden your mind. What you find in the cancer, nowhere else can you find. Hunger, poverty, a system so unkind. As a matter of fact, there is an aftershock. When come ground, not my bed, I'm a pillow with a rock. Try to make it through the system, all the doors were locked. Yet nothing new to try, and so I ain't gonna stop. All the time, the right to book on you. All the time, some other crap they would have put on you. Yet when you're in the dirt, they would look on you. They would only stand, I wanna wear the boots on you. But we
King is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified. Yeah, you see, Ethiopia
shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear. For the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Ali, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat Wayitzeh, Sabbath, and he went out, Sabbath, and he went forward. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that's called Genesis, here in the Sefer Bereshith. Here in Genesis chapter 30, here at verse 28, for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading of offering for this Shabbat, Wayetzeh. Wayomara Nakva Sikarka Alai We Eitena. And he said, Wayomar, and he said, appoint me, appoint I thy wages, and I will give it. Wayomar nakva sikarka alai we etana. with a pain. Vayomar natva sikarka alai with a pain. Appoint me, appoint I thy wages. Natva sikarka, and I will give it. Nakaba sikarka alai with a taina. And he said to him, thou knowest how I have served thee, the eye, and how thy cattle was with me, with I, for it was little which thou hadst before I came. And it is now increased to a multitude, and Yahuwah and Jehovah have blessed thee, I, since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee, the I? And Yaakov and Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for I in time and I were to come. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. For, Slika, everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. So shall my righteousness with anta be sidkatia biyoma mahar kia tabo ala sekari li faneka kol asher eyanenua nakod with Alua ba zin wi hum baka sa bin ga nu ba hua iti. So shall my righteousness answer for me, answer for I in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me, with I. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Yaakov and Jacob. And Yaakov and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Yaakov and Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and pilled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had pilled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-straked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not to Laban, to Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, enough cattle, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, first book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban, of Laban's son, saying, Yaakov have taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And he heard the words of Laban's and Laban's, Vayishma'ah et divrei b'nei Laban. And he heard the words of Laban, Laban's sons, Lamor, saying, Lakach Yaakov et kol asher le avinu u'ameya esher Le'avinu asa et kol hakavod hazeh. Jacob, Yaakov, hath taken away all that was Abinu, I and I fathers, and of that which was Avinu, I and I fathers, hath he gotten all this wealth. And Yaakov and Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Vayaree Yaakov et pnei Laban, and Jacob beheld the countenance, the face of Laban, of Laban, vehine, and behold, Ayaneinua, Ayaneinu imo, Kitamola, Shilashom, Shilashom. And behold, it was not toward him as before time. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Yaakov, and Jehovah said to Vayomer Yahuwah el Yaakov, Shub el Aretza Evoteka, return to the land of thy fathers, Ula Moladeteka, and to thy kindred, we ahiyah imak, we ahiyah Imak, and I will be Wehya, and I will be Imak, and I will be with the and Yaakov sent and called Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance. I see your father's face, that it is not toward me as before, but Elohim, but the Elohim, the true good, the true God of my father, hath been with me. Vayomera lahen ro'eh anoki eta p'nei abiyaken kia eyanenu elaya kitamola shilashom. Well, hey, Abi, haya, haya, imadi, haya, imadi. But the Elohim of my father, well, hey, Abi, hath been with me, haya, imadi. And ye, and y'all know that with all my power, I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But Elohim, but the true good, the true God, but Elohim suffered him not to hurt me with law, natano Elohim le hara'a imadi. And if he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle be speckled. And if he said thus, like this, the ringstrake shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ringstraked. Thus, like this, Elohim hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me and given them to I. And it came to pass at the time at the Iowa that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. Parenthesis, the call back. The call forward, the call, the return call, the call back to Betel, verse 11. Vayomer Eli, Malak ha-Elohim, and the angel, Malak ha-Elohim, the angel of the true good, the true God, ha-Elohim, spake to I in a dream, ba-chelom, Yaakov, wa-omar, hineni, saying, Yaakov, Jacob, and I said, Wa Omar, Hineni, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban, that Laban, doeth to thee. I am the true good, the true God of Betel, of Bethel, Anoki Ha'el, Beta El, I Anoki, the God Ha El, Ha El, Hail, Anoki, Ha El, the Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Beit El. Anoki Ha'el Beit El. I be Ha'el of Beit El, of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, the stella, and where thou vowest a vow to me, to I. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. The flight of Yaakov, the flight of Jacob. Verse 14. And Rachel, Leah, and Rachel, and Leah answered and said to him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us, for I and I, in our father's bait? In our father's house? Are we, are I and I, not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us, sold I and I, and have quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which Elohim, the true good, the true God, hath taken from Abinu, from I and I father, that is ours, I and I's, and our children's, and I and I children's. Now then, whatsoever Elohim, the true good, the true God, have said to thee, I to thee, do. Ata kol asher amar Elohim aleka, say whatsoever. Now then, ata now then kol asher amar Elohim, all that Elohim have said to aleka, to the I, say do. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Sheshi, hear for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat, Yitzeh, Sabbath, and he went, out. Here picking up first book of Moses, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 31, here at verse 17, for the Sheshi Aliyah. Vayakama Yaakov, vayayisa banayo, v'eta nashayo, Allah hagimalim. Then Yaakov, then Jacob, rose up. Vayakam Yaakov. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives. Vayisa eta banayo, v'eta nashayo, upon camels, al ha-gemalim, ha-gemalim, upon the camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Yitzhak, to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban and Laban went to shear his sheep. And Rachel, Rachel, had stolen the images. And Rachel had stolen the teraphim, called the images, the teraphim that were her father's. And Yaakov stole away unawares to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Yaakov, that Jacob, was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Elohim came to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in a dream by night, and said to him, "Take heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either good or bad." O Elohim Laban, ha Arami. Ba chelom ha laila wa yomer lo hi shamer leka pen tidabira ima yaikoba mitoba ad ra'a. Then Laban, Laban, overtook Yaakov. Now Yaakov, Jacob, had pitched his tent in the mountain. Laban, Laban, with his brethren, pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban, Laban, said to Yaakov, "What hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me and steal away from my, and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou, that I hast now done foolishly in so doing, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. Yesha le'el yadi. It is in the God, the El, of my hand. Yesha le'el yadi. It is in the El of Yadi, it's in the power of my hand, the God of my hand, to do you hurt. But the Elohim of your father spake to I yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either good or bad. Yeshal el yadi ala esota imakem ra'a. Welohea abikema. Emesh amar elaya lemora, hishamer leka, mia daber im yaikoba mitoba adara'a. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's bait, thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Why have you stolen Elohai, my gods? And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure, perhaps, thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me, with whomsoever thou findest thy Elohim, thy gods, let him not live before our brethren,
discern thou what is thine with me, what is thine with I, and take to thee, to the I. For Yaakov, for Jacob knew not that Rachel, that Rachel, had stolen them. And Laban and Laban went to Yaakov's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents. But he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel, into Rachel's tent. Now, Rachel, Rachel, had taken the images, the teraphim, and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tents, but found them not. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, the eye. For the custom of woman is upon me." And he searched, but found not the images, but found not the teraphim. And Yaakov and Jacob was wroth, and showed with Laban, with Laban. And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, "What my trespass? What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? What? Why yichar li Yaakov?" And Jacob was wroth. "Why yareba bi elavan?" And strove with Laban. And Yaakov, "Why Ya'ana?" Yaakov answered, "Why Yomera Lilaban?" And said to Laban, "Ma Pishai, Pishai, Ma Pishai, Ma Pishai, what is my transgress? Ma chatati, ma chatati, ma pishti, pishi, ma chatati, what is my trespass? What is my sin? Kia dalakata acharai, that thou hast so hotly pursued after I, whereas thou hast searched all my stuff. What hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both, betwixt I and I both. This twenty years have I with thee, I, thy ewes, the female sheep, thy ewes, and thy she-goats have not cast their young. And the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not to thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus, like this, have I been 20 years in Beitikah, in the I-Beit, in the I-House. I serve thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Yitzhak had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty.
Elohim hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee. Yester night. Lule, except Lule, perhaps. Lule, Eloheya Abi, Eloheya Abraham, Ufahad Yitzhak, Hayali, except the Elohim of my father, Elohei Abi, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, Ufahada Yitzhak, had been on my side. Hayali, ki ata. Rekam, ki ata rekam, shelachetani eta anyi, eta yigia kapay ra'a Elohim, vayokach amesh. Surely thou hast sent me away empty. Surely now as thou would have sent me away empty. Elohim has seen. Elohim has seen mine affliction and the labor of my hand. Why yokach yigia kapai and gave judgment yesternight. Why yokach amesh?
I don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigger.
Nigger? That's the way a Jewish angel talks?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Look, Miskin, sit down.
כשהוא קם וכשהולך לישון מפרנס את המשפחה דואג לחברים שדואגים להרים את הווליומים בספיקרים הייתי שרס סמן ישראלי אסלי לא מתעסק פה בחרטות ומדבר רק רסמי אז מי איתי תשימו יד אחת למעלה איצ'י בן מספר אחד אז יאללה
אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי פחד כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי פחד
לא לוחץ על ברקסים דוגרי נטול שקרים או אינטרסים שולח כבוד לאחים שהאמינו והשפיעו בא מהשכונה הזו אף פעם לא שוכח מי הוא מריץ את הדיבור בין הבניינים יודע שיש אחד למעלה שמנהל את העניינים נותן לכולם יחס שווה חשוב תמיד לזכור בקשר לדעת גזע מין נדע או צבע אור רואה כל החיים את כולם נלחמים נגד עצמם אז תמיד דוגל באהבת חינם
הייתי שרס סבן ואין בי פחד כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד אני הייתי שרס סבן ואין בי פחד כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד
בא להתעמת, בא לתת אמת למען האמת, חי ובועטת, חומות בבל בלם עודת. הלב דופק, הפלאפון רוטט, ברחובות משוטט, מי כיצה עתת, לא מסתלבט. ילד מבולבל, ספק דיסלקט, בזמן סבך חולם לפרוץ בינתיים את הכלל בשביל הכסף, מבין שגם צריך להתפנס.
Yes, Nitrate there, Yidushay Rastaman. Interesting right there, Rastaman, Pachad. I don't know if I picked up on that in the sixth Aliyah. It's around about the verse, Genesis chapter 31 at verse 42. I'm going to write up one more Aliyah here, but just to zoom in, some very important details right here. Here we have verse 42, that was the last verse from the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, where Jacob says, accept the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac. So the KJV brings it out as the fear. Some places that can also be the dread, right? The dread, Rastaman. Pachad, right there. The dread of Isaac, a very interesting expression. Here also in the Hebrew Trinitarian sense, HaShilush HaKadosh is pointed out where he says, accept the God of my father, the power, the Elohim, Lule Elohei Abi, Elohei Abraham, Ua, Fahad Yitzhak, U Fahad, or in some pointings, U and Pahad, the dread of my father, Hayali. Hayali was on my side, had been with me, Haya. He was Haya, Wuhu, Haya, Wuhu, Hawe, Wuhu, Yehye, bringing out the sense of Yahweh, right, of Jehovah. He who was, he who is, he who is to come. So here we have Jacob sealing this, you know, kind of a reconciliation here with Lule, except Elohei, the Elohim, the higher, the power. Lule Elohei Abi, the Elohim of Abi, my father. Elohei Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham. Ua Fahad Yitzhak, and the dread, the Pahad of Isaac, Hayali, was with me. He goes on to say, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. Sent me now away empty. Ki ata, ki, for ata, for now, reikam. Interesting that in the New Testament, in the translation, Yeshua says, don't call your brother like rak. It has rock, I think R-A-C-C or something like that in the KJV, but it's this word here, reikam, ki ata reikam, shia lachtani eta, you have sent me, shilachtani, was sent ani away, empty, eta ani, you would have sent me away empty, almost like poverty stricken. Right, we're at Yegia Kapai Ra Elohim Waya Yokah Amesh. Interesting to say, like the Meshet. Meshet is like the evening in a sense. Here we have Amesh, the mesh, the idea, bringing out the verse right here. Unless the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity here in the Jacobite sense, the power of my father, the power of my father's father, Abraham, and the fear, the dread of Yitzhak, of Isaac, had been with me, Haya Li, he who be who he be, had been Li for me on my side. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. Here he says that Elohim, the power, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuke thee, the I yesterday. Another point that we didn't bring out just in the Aliyah there, because there's different layers, but just to touch on it and look over here, when he who B.U.E.B. spoke to Laban. Isn't it interesting that Laban, he says that the God of your father, of your patriarch. So if people say, well, we all have one God, but here we have the sense of Laban saying that the God of his nephew, you know, his nephew's, you know, father has spoke to him the previous night. And this is at the verse in the early part of the sixth Aliyah. Here it goes in verse 24. And Elohim came to Laban, the Syrian, or in the Hebrew, the Aramean, in a dream by night, and said to him, take heed. Get this here. Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, Yaakov, either good or bad. But here were some things. This is an okay translation. I guess you get the general gist of it. But if you vibe that, maybe something is a little missing. It's because something is a little bit missing. When we look at the Hebrew, and we brought that out but didn't get into any details on it, where it says right here, says, let's bring this out. Take heed to thyself that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. It says good or bad. The translator says good or bad. Here we have in the Hebrew, let's see if we can bring this out. Where's the verse right here? It says, right here to speak, im Yaakov with Jacob, mi tov ad ra. Mi tov ad ra. Mi tov from good, from tov, from tawab, mi tawab ad ra. Right? From tov, from good, ad to evil. So it's not mi tov or ra, or in the Hebrew, or. My, the Aleph and the Wow, or is or. Here it has the Ayin and the Dalet, the Ad. Ad means like to, reaching to. So the sense of it, don't speak to him from good to bad. It's kind of interesting here when you think about it and you go over the narrative again. It says, don't speak to him from good to bad. Like, you know, you start out the conversation with somebody and it's like good, and then as the conversation going on, it gets worse. You know, so what the Elohim of Jacob's father, according to Laban, the Aramean, says to him, you know, like, take heed. He shamer, to shamar, to guard yourself, hedge yourself, you know, guard, almost like watch yourself. He shamer leka, like, guard to yourself, pen. Lest you speak im Yaakov with Jacob, me tov from good ad towards ra, from good to evil, from good to bad, good to hurt. The word ra, ayin. So it's harder than like what we have furthermore, where Jacob speaks about the fear. Right here it says ra'a. So there's ra'a, the aleph, ra'a, a softer a, ra'a Elohim. And it says that Elohim see. Here we have ra'a. So what he's basically saying to him is that the Elohim of your father, who Yaakov refers to in a very interesting sense as the dread of Isaac. Now, remember, Isaac, here's what's interesting, Yitzhak means laughter. So in the Hebraic sense, the dread, you know, the dread, the awesomeness, is dread and awesome in its true meaning. Like we say something is, oh, that was awesome, and we say something else was awful. And so the one that's called awful is like in a bad sense in English nowadays, in the confusion of the Western Gentile Babylon, you know, confusion language. But in the older days, both words had the same connotation, same meaning. Something is like wonderful, amazing, right? Usually in the good sense, amazing, awesome, wonderful. Like, so to say something was awful, the Almighty was awful, is awful in the sense of saying that he's awesome in the same sense. But in English nowadays, they program us to look at it differently, but it goes contrary to the testified sense of the language, just to bring out that sense that Jacob Jacob's father's God, according to Laban, told him, don't speak to him from good to evil. And it's interesting because then when we see the conversation that Laban has, it seems as though he reverses it and speaks him somewhat from evil, from hurt, especially in the verse, another key verse right here in this chapter, right, is when Jacob is told by Laban, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. It's in the power of my hand to do you hurt. Remember, it said, don't speak to him from good to evil. And it seems as though, according to the narrative here in Bereshit, in this seventh sabbatical study, why you'd say that Laban, speaks to him from bad to good. In other words, not from good to bad, because he begins off saying, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spoke to me yesternight, saying, take heed to thyself that thou speak not to Jacob either good. The translator says good or bad. And here again in verse 30, it says, me tov ad ra, ad ra, towards ad, towards ra, towards bad or hurt. The word ra, often sometimes translated as evil, can mean hurt, ill, sickness, you know, not always in the kind of spooky, some of the, you know, religious senses, you know, that doesn't have a Hebraic kind of a root, a context to it. So it's interesting that he says right here, he opens up in verse 29, and he says, yesh, yesh le'el. Yesh. Yesh in Hebrew is like to say, like, there exists, there is. There is, there exists. Yesh. Yesh, there is. Le'el, like of, for God. El, from Ayele, from the Ethiopic Ayele. The other form of it is Chayele, to be powerful, to overpower, to prevail. A sense of it could be violent too, but it's the root word Hebraically, and you say Shemitically for God or for power. So what he's saying here, he's saying Yesh le'el yadi. Yadi, yad is hand, yadi is to say my hand. So he says, like, it is in the God of my hand, from the Hebrew sense, it's in the el. It's in the el, the power of my hand. La is sot, right? La is sot to do imakem, to you, and here he's saying to you all, to all of you, imakem, to all of you, ra. It's in the power of my hand to do all of you. He's not just talking to Yaakov, Jacob, singularly, imakem, he's speaking to all of them, right, ra, to do you evil. But then he kind of now, here's where he goes from the bad to the good, so to speak. He says, Elohim, Abikem. Here's what's interesting too. Looking at the Hebrew, he doesn't say Abika, just the I father, speaking to Yaakov, to Jacob, but he's saying like your father. He says, Elohim, Abikem, Emesh, Amar. But the Elohim of your father spoke like yesternight, Eli to I, Lemor, saying, Hishamer Lika, Shama yourself, guard yourself, hedge yourself, right? Check yourself. Hishamer Lika, Mi Dabir, from Dabir, from speaking, Aim, with Yaakov, with Jacob, me tov, from good, ad ra'a, right? And then he goes on to continue. Another interesting point is that, to prove also the sense of the Hebrew Trinity, is that when Laban says in verse 30, he says, like, wherefore, you know, why have you stolen my gods, right? Here we have right here, lama, la, for ma, for what? Lama, for what? Right? Ganavta, for what? Like, have you stolen? Ganavta et Elohai. For what have you stolen my gods? This is the translator bringing out. But there's a sense, even in the Elohim, of Elohim meaning powers or having a plurality of meaning, the powers. But in the Hebrew sense, right, in the righteous sense, he is the powers, but it's he who be the powers. While with other peoples, their gods are different trinities or different constructs, as we even get to hear even a little bit more in the reconciliation and the covenant that Jacob and his father and his brother-in-law, is it his brother-in-law? It's actually his uncle, Jacob and his uncle Laban, is going to make as we pick up right here. So just a couple of interesting, very, very interesting points in this one chapter, you know, as well as some of the divergence in the translation. So it should not be, don't speak to Jacob either good or bad. It should more correctly, don't speak to him from good to bad, from good to bad. And even when Laban repeats what the Elohim of their father, right, speaking of Jacob. So he distinguishes also between the Elohim of Yaakov and his patriarchs from his own Elohim as well, because it's obvious that to Laban, his Elohim could be stolen. So Jacob basically gives him, from all those years, 20 years, you know, what was on his mind. Basically, he sounded maybe a little like, you know.
Don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigga.
Nigga? That's the way a Jewish angel talks?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Look,
right there,
Harry Belafonte in this interesting movie called The Angel Levine. Also, the theme of the angel. Remember, Yaakov, Jacob speaks about the angel, not angels generally, but a particular angel who redeemed him. So here for the seventh Aliyah right here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, hear for this seventh Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding, Ayinai sabbatical mana right here for this Shabbat. Why it's a Sabbath, and he went out. Here we pick up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis chapter 31, here at verse 43, for the Shavi'i. Why ya'ana labana, why yomer el ya'ikoba, habanota binotai, we habanima banai, we hatsona soni, we call asherata, lihua, we lia. Liba notai ma se le eile hayom o le bue neya hen asher ya ladu. And Laban answered and said to Yaakov, why Ya'an Laban, why Yomer El Yaakov? These daughters are my daughters, Habanot Binotai. And these children are my children. These sons are my sons. Habanim banai. And these cattle my cantor, Wihatsona, Tsoni, and all that thou seest is mine. We call Asherata Rehu. And what can I do this day to these, my daughters? We're liba notai, ma e ase, li eile hayom, or to their children, which who they have born, or liba nehen, asher, yaladu. Or Libanehena Shela Yaladu. Now, therefore, come thou. Let I make a covenant. I and thou, I and the I, and let it and make it be for a witness between me and thee, between I and the I. And Yaakov and Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob, why Yikach Yaakov Aven, why Ria Meha Matseva, and set it up for Matseva, a pillar. And Yaakov said to his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jagar Sahaduta, but Jacob called it Galid. And Laban and Laban, why yikralo Laban yigara sahiduta, yigara sahiduta, and Laban called it yigara sahiduta with Yaakov, and Jacob karalo called it Galaed, called it Galaed, and Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galaed. Awayomer Laban ha Gal. Hagal haze, this heap, aida beini ua beinika hayom. This heap is witness between me and thee, between I and the I, this day. Hagal haze, aida beini ubeinika hayom, alkin, therefore, alkin, kara shemo, therefore was the name of it called Galaed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord Jehovah, watch between I and the I when we are absent one from an other. We ha mitzpah, asher amara, Yitzefi Yehovah, Yitzefi Yehovah, Beini Ubeineka, Kia Nisater, Ish Mea Rehu.
mitzvah, ha-mitzvah, ve-ha-mitzvah, and mitzvah. Asher Amar, for he said, Yitzefi Hoa, Yitzefi Hoa, for Jehovah watch. Yitzef Yehovah, Beini Ubeinika, between I and the I. Kia ni satir, ki ni satir, when we are absent, when we are hidden, ish man, mea re'ayhu, man from his companion. Jehovah watch between I and the I when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take another wives, other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us, with I and I. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee, betwixt I and the I. Re'e Yahuwah, Re'e, Re'e, see, Re'e Elohim, Elohim, Re'e Elohim, Aid Beini Ubeinika, Re'e, see, Elohim, Aid Beini Ubeinika, see, Elohim is witness betwixt I and the I. And Laban said to Yaakov, behold this heap, and behold this matzeva, this pillar, this stela, which I have cast betwixt, between I and the I, between me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar, matzeva, be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to the eye, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar, matzeva, to I, to me, for harm. The God Elohim of Abraham, and the God Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, judge betwixt us, betwixt I and I. And Yaakov swear, and Jacob swear, by the fear of his father Yitzhak, by the fear of his father Isaac. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Nahor, Yishpetu, Yishpetu, Beyaneinu Elohei Abihen. Vaya Yishava Yaakov de Fahada Abio Yitzhak, and Jacob swore by Fahada Abio Yitzhak, by the Fahada fear of his father Yitzhak. Then Yaakov offered sacrifice upon the mount and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Here at the 55th verse in the KJV, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31, at verse 55 in the King James Version, corresponding with the first verse in the Chumash, in the Sefer Bereishith, is chapter 32. Chapter 32, the Lamed Beit, chapter 32, verse 1. Genesis chapter 31, verse 55, is chapter 32, verse 1. Wayashkem lavana baboker, Wayanasheka le banayo, ולבנותיו. ויברך את הן, וילך, וישב לבן למקומו. And early in the morning, Lavan rose up. Vayashakem Lavana Babokar, and kissed his sons and his daughters. Vayanakesha Lebanayo Lebenotayo, and blessed them. Vayabareka etkem, and Laban departed and returned to his place. Vayalek, vayashav Lavana limokomo. And here, KJV chapter 32. Jacob, supplanter, becomes Yisrael, Israel, a prince with El, Ha'el, with Elohim. And Jacob and Yaakov went on his way, and the angels of Elohim met him. With Yaakov, Halaka, Le Darko, Waya Yisge Uwa Bawa Malake Elohim. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is Elohim's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Wayomer Yaakov Kaasher Rama Machine Elohim. And Jacob said when he saw them, Vayomer Yaakov Kaasha Raham, "This is Elohim's camp. Machine Elohim Zeh. This is Elohim's camp of Elohim. This Machine Elohim Zeh. Vayikra Shem Ha Makom," and he called the name of the place, the Shem Ha Makom, of the spot, Hahu Machanaim, two camps. And here, fulfilling this seventh sabbatical Torah portion, mana, reading and feeding, and I, Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat, why it's a senbeta watato, Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Glory be to the Word, glory be to the Son, glory be to the Power, glory be to our Father and King, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Jesus Christos, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch haba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
ata Adonai,
Baruch
haba Yerushalayim.
after the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Notain HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vayeolam Metei Vatokanu. Baruch Atah Yahweh Notain HaTorah Sheina.
HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiyim Tobim V'Ratzach B'Debreihim HaNe'amarim Ba'emet Baruch Atah Adonai HaBocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo U'Be'Israel Ammo U'Be'Nebiyei HaEmet V'Atzelik Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Joy by my light, 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 the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no, read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I thy be a testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion. The most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible. And what do me say? Read up your Bible. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And what do me say? Say read up your Bible, you can read your scripture. Say each and every day, gonna make up on that chapter. To the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jah-Jah. In the bottom, let's be gonna make with that to Lucifer. Now listen to the youth, Maxima, that's on the micro center. We say no, no, wicked man, them could have ever enter. Say enough in the kingdom, fill me only Father. They say enough, I am not where the righteous gather. That's not me say, read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Say, look in your scripture land and you will see. Gentlemen, there is a land where I and I can be free. Say, in a Ethiopia, in a Zion city. Whether Addis Ababa or Mr. Shashamani. When I tell you about the land, say that was given unto me by His Imperial Majesty, Emperor El Selassie. It's written in the book, it's a Yanai destiny. A new Jerusalem may come to set up the way. A new garden may come to plant up the way. Now listen to the youth man, see my telling everybody this is truth, roots. The unreality, so let me say, read up your Bible, only if you read your scripture, huh? Read up your Bible, only if you read that chapter, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, say read up every word, cause every word is true, say read up every word and apply the word to, apply it in your life, say, and you would not get to. King Salafi in your life and you will never feel too. Jesus Christ in your life and you will surely get through. Jehovah the power, the spirit and the word. Now listen to the young man sing by with a lyrical verse. Read up your Bible. Now sing it and live like Jah-Jah disciple. And when me say, read up your Bible. Now sing it and live like Jah-Jah disciple. No man don't listen with no wicked, listen neither evil. No need with no corrupt, neither deceitful. We can hear no say them the people, them are not cha-cha people. Cha-cha people say them are smiling people. Me say school-faced people, them are not crazy devil. You know say I am like a man, we are going natural. To be Selassie, I is I am like credential. Cha-cha I am dandy, dandy general. Yes, I'm Selassie, I say you want to feel martial. And Jarastafari is even a partial. So when we come to know, we tell each and everyone on the bed and read up your Bible. And not again on the bed and read up your Bible. And if your life's like a Jah-Jah disciple. If your life's like a Jah-Jah disciple.
catch it on the replay. Hopefully catch it on the replay. Hopefully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last. Yes, I. Rastafari. So call in, call in, call in. Call in, call in, call in, call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have...
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear the Haftarah, the prophet's reading right here. Give thanks, stretching forth the right hand, the fellowship, Terah Sahar Had right here. For the Haftarah, looking at the time right here, we have like 4 minutes here on the live stream, so those who are listening to the live stream want to hear the full of full right now, or can check it out on the replay. Here, the Haftarah, picking up Hosea, chapter 12, focus verse, verse 12 to 14 and 10. But it's why it's
Book of Hosea, chapter 12, verses 13 to chapter 14, verse 10. And by a prophet, Yahweh Bruku brought Yisrael out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall be his master's return to him. Chapter 13. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Yisrael. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the shaft that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am Yahweh the Elohim Bruku from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no El but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be to them as a lion, as a leopard. By the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the caul of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Yisrael, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges, of whom thou saidest, give me a king and prince. I gave thee a king in mine anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall hide from my eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of Yahweh Buruku shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry. His fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath replied against her Elohim. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their woman with child shall be ripped up. Chapter 14. O Yisrael, return to Yahweh the Elohim Bruku, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to Yahweh Bruku. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will he render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. For indeed the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew to Yisrael. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell is Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Esim getachim and hanatachim Yeshua. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim. Baruch ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua v'habarut shel habarit ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai noten habarit ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for RSS number 7, Y-A-T-E, and he went. From the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 51. B'shem ha'ab, ve'habin, ve'ruach ha'kadosh, yahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. John, chapter 1, verse 19, Yotet, verse 20, Kaf. Wezot edut Yochanan, bishlach ha-Yehudim, kohanim ulewim, mi-Yerushalayim, lishol oto, mi-hu. Wehua hoda, welok ahead. Ki higid lemor, anoki aineni hamashiach. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not HaMashiach, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answereth, No. Then said they to him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of Yahuwah, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, Why baptizest thou then if thou be not that Mashiach, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beit Abara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Yeshua, seeth Jesus, coming to him, and saith, Behold, Seh HaElohim, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from Shemayim. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw, and I bear record, that this is Bein Ha Elohim, that this is the Son of God. The public ministry of Yeshua HaMashiach, the public ministry of Jesus Christ. Again, the next day after, John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Yeshua, as he walked, he saith, Behold, Seh HaElohim, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned and saw them following, and saith to them, What seek ye? They said to him, Rebbe, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two that had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith to him, We have found the Messiah, that is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Kephas, that is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith to him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith to him, Come and see. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith to him, Whence knowest thou me? Yeshua answered and said to him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith to him, Rebbe, Rabbi, thou art Bain Ha Elohim, thou art Melech Israel, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Yeshua answered and said to him, Because I said to thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith to him, Verily, verily, I say to you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of Elohim ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos. Sostenya, be lete hud, yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkinya Sarah. Senvetina Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Wode Ekaziavi Heram Lukota Yegeba Commitmentana Yelayena Yohona Fetzmoibel Sidken Yesara Senvetin Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekazi Aber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath. The Senvet.
Let them dance, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master gone, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
this is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had born and, he done the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
he that has
and a pure heart.
Hand. And
who had not lifted up his soul into vanity,
nor sworn deceitfully.
He has received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. Your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie I.
Glory shall come in. And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who King of Glory. Emperor Haile Ai Selassie Ai. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King of Glory?
Emperor Haile Ai Selassie Ai.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world. Rastafari.
Bia Neginot Mizmor Ledawi De Aria Neni Eloheya Zidki Batsara Hira Chabdali Chaneni Ushma'a Tiflati. For the leader. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm right here, Mizmor Dalet. Psalm 4, Mizmor Dalet. Lam Natsayach, Bia Neginot, Mizmor Ledawi. De Aria Neni Eloheya Zidki Batsara Hira Chabdali Chaneni Ushma'a Tiflati. For the leader with stringed music, a psalm of David. Lam Natsayach Be and Ginot, Bin Ginot, Mizmor, Lit Dawi, 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 Lit Dawi. Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm right here, Mizmor Dalet. Psalm 4, Mizmor Dalet. Lam Natsayach, Be and Ginot, Mizmor, Lit Dawi. De Aria Neni Eloheya Zidki Batsara Hira Chabdali Chaneni Ushma'a Tiflati. For the leader with stringed music, a psalm of David. Lam Natsayach Bin Ginot, Bin Ginot, Mizmor Le Dawi. Hear me, hear I, when I call, O God of my righteousness. Dikari Neni Elohei Tzidki. All that David, that David says in the book of Psalms, in the Sefer Tehillim, is said of himself or of the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, the congregation of Israel. According to Rav Judah, the words hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Bikari neini Elohei idki. Hear me when I call. Answer I. Hear I. Answer I when I call. Bikari neini Elohei idki. This means that David prayed for himself, saying, O God of vindication, O Elohim of vindication, the obligation to vindicate me rests upon thee, upon the eye, because I am of the tribe of Yehuda, because I am of the tribe of Judah. It is proper for thee to hear the voice of my prayer, Tifilati, sent in Baraka, in blessing the tribe of Judah. Moshe said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Yehuda. Debarim, Deuteronomy 33:7. Wizot li Yehuda, Wayomar Shema, wa all Yehuda. Hear, Yahweh Jehovah Shema, Yahweh Shema, Yahweh. Hear, O Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda, all Yehuda. According to the rabbis, the Rebbeinah, the ancient Rebbeinah, scholars of HaTorah, the verse, it means that the congregation of Israel prayed for itself, saying, hear me, hear I, when I call, O God, O Elohim, Elohei Tzidki, O Elohim of vindication. The obligation to vindicate me, to vindicate I, even I and I, rest upon thee, the I. Even if I have no good work, even if I have no good work, show mercy to me. Show mercy to I. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that because David said, according to the words of Psalm 3, verse 5, I cry to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Oli Eli Yehovah Ekra, Vayaneni Yamehar Kadisho Selah. I cried with my voice, I called to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and he answered me, he answered I, out of his holy hill, Selah. Pause. Oli Eli Yehovah Ekra, Vayaneni Mehar Kadisho Selah. We know that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, heard the voice of prayer when Ha'ekal, the temple, Ha'ekal was standing. But when Ha'ekal, the temple, with the temple destroyed, downstroyed, does he still hear? Yes, King, amen. Because scripture says, hear me. Hear I when I call. Hear me. Hear I when I call. Bikari. That is whenever I call. A further comment on the verse in Mizmor Dalet, hear, Psalm 4, where it reads, thou who hast set me at large when I was in distress. Hear Psalm 4, verse 2, the B part of the verse. It reads in the Hebrew, Batzar, Batzar, hir chabdali, thou who didst set me, set I free,
when I was in distress. Patar hirchatali. According to Rav Yochanan, there were three matters that David was distressed and stressed about. The sight of the house of Ha'elohim, the house of God, the taking of Bathsheba, Bathsheba, and Shlomo, Solomon's succession to the kingship. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, set his mind at rest about them. And the proof that David was distressed and in stress about the sight of the house of God, the Bait El, the Bethel, the house of the true good, the true God. Well, scripture says, even in Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5, Lord, remember to David, all his distress, how he swore to the Lord, surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord. Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit Shir Hama'ilot Zikora Yahweh LeDavid Eit Kol Onoto Eit Kol Onoto Asher Nishba'a La Yahweh Nadara La Ebir Yaakov Ima Bo Be'ohel Beiti Im E'ele Allah Eresa Ye Uai Ima Etena Shinata Le Ainai Le Afa Apaya Tenuma Ada Emsa Makoma La Yahua Misha Kanota La Ebir Yaakov. A song of ascent, Shir Hama'elot. A song of degrees, Shir Hama'elot. Lord Yahweh Jehovah, remember to David, Zikor Yahweh LeDavid, all his affliction, Eit Kol Enoto, how he swore to Jehovah, Asher Nishba'a LaYahweh, and vow to the mighty one of Jacob, Nadara La Ebir Yaakov. Surely I will not come into the tent of my house. Im Abo Be'ohel Beiti, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. Im E'ele Allah Eres. I will not give sleep to mine eyes. Im etena shenata le'aynai, nor slumber to mine eyelids. Le'afapaya tenuma, until I find out a place. Until I find out a place for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, Ada, Emsa, Makom, La Yahuwah, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob, Mishkanota, La Bir Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be He, set his mind at rest for David. For David found the sight, as it is said, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 18 to 19, 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 1. Then the angel of the Lord commanded that David should rear an altar to the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. And David went up and said, this is the house of the Lord God,
and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel. Umalaak Yahuwah Amara Illa Gada Lemora Le Dawid Kia Ya Ele Dawid Le Hakima Miza Beyah La Yahuwah Be Gorena Arnana Hayabusi Waya Allah Dawida Bidabara Kada Ashara Dibera Bitshemi Yahua Wayomer Dawid Zehu Beiti Yahua Ha Elohim With Zeh Miza Beyacha Le Ola Le Israel. And Dawid and David was distressed about his taking of Bathsheba, Bathsheba, for men were speaking against him in Israel, saying, is it possible that he who took the ewe lamb murdered its shepherd and caused the people of Israel to die by the sword can ever have help from God? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, set his mind at rest. For Nathan said to David, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 12 and 13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Wayomer David il Nathan, Chatati la Yahuwah. Wayomer Nathan il David, Kam Yahuwah. He'edir chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah also have put away thy, the I sin. Gam Yahuwah he'edir chatateka. Thou, the I, shalt not die. Lo tamut. 2 Samuel Chapter 12, verse 13. About the third matter, Israel said, what does David think? That his kingship should be continued through Bathsheba's son, through Bathsheba's son? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, set David's mind at rest. For the word of the Lord came to David, saying, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 9, behold, a son shall be born to thee, to the eye, who shall be a man of rest. His name shall be Solomon. His name shall be Shlomo. Hine ben nolad lak, huwa yihye isha menucha. Wa hi anechoti alawa mikola oibayo miya sabiba ki shalomo yehye shemo we shalom wa sheketa etain all Israel be yamayo. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, the eye who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Shlomo, Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness to Israel, to Israel in his days. 1 Chronicles 22:9. Hine bein nolad lak. Huwa yihye isha menucha wahe nichoti alawa mikolo ibayo miya sabiba ki shlomo yihye shemo we shaloma wa sheketa etena all Israel bi yamayo. Concerning this verse, Rav Yehuda Halewi, Rav Judah the Levite, said, "Are not all sons born to their fathers? Why should Scripture say here, 'Born to thee'? Ne bena nolada lak. Why should the Scripture here say, 'Born to thee, nolad lak'? Because lak means to heal thee, to heal the eye. That is to heal the eye of chatateka, of the eye chatiyah, the eye ukri, forfeiture, sin, lack. Whence, from where do I and I know this? From what Nathan Hanabi, what Nathan the prophet said, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13. Yahweh Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Thou the eye shalt not die. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. Gama Yahuwah he'ebira hatateka lo tamut. And Scripture goes on to say, Bathsheba, Bathsheba bore a son and called his name Shlomo, Solomon, and calls his name Solomon. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, sent by the hand of Nathan HaNabi, Nathan the prophet, and called his name Jedidiah. Vayanachem Dawida Eita Bata Sheva Ishtoa Vayaboa Eleha Vayayishkava Imaha Vayishkava Imaha Vateleda Bain Vatikra Eta Shemoa Shalomo Vayahuwa E Hebo Vayishlacha Biyada Natana Hanavi Vayikra Eta Shemoa Yedidiya Ba Evor Yahuwa. And David comforted Bathsheba, Bathsheba Ishto, his wife, and went in to her and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Shlomo. And Yahuwah and Jehovah loved him. Here, the Hebrew, Vayanachem David Eita Bata Sheba Ishto Vayabo Eleha Vayishkava Imaha Vateleda Bain Vatikra Eta Shemo Shlomo Vayahuwah Ehebo. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah, Jedidiah, Jedidah, because of Jehovah. Jedidah, that is the beloved of Jah, the beloved of Jehovah. Vayishlacha b'yad Natan Hanabiya Vayikra eta shemo Vayedidiyaha Ba'ebur Yahuwah. A further interpretation, Targum, of "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, B'kari ya'enemi Eloheyas iti, answer me, answer I when I call, Eloheyas iti." These words are to be considered in the light of the verse, even from Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 7, that reads, "For what great nation is there that hath God so nigh to them as the Lord our God is whensoever we call upon him. Ki ni goya gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim elayo kayahua Eloheinu v'kolak areinu elayo. For what nation is this? Great, who? God, so nigh to them as Jehovah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, I and I power is in all things that we, that I and I call upon him. He, mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim elayo kayahua Eloheinu v'kolak areinu elayo. Rav Yudan, in the name of Rav Yitzhak, Rav Isaac, suggested four ways of expounding the verse. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, "Thy client has been imprisoned." The patron replies, "I shall maintain his cause." Then the patron is told, "Behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced." And the patron replies, "I shall maintain his cause." But when the patron is told, "Behold, thy client is being executed by the sword," what of the man and what of his patron then? On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, delivered Moses from the sword of Pharaoh, as Moses said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 18 and 4. "The God of my father delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh." Wishim ha'echada Eliya Ezra Ki Eloheya Abi De Ezari Wayat Eleini Meyachreba Paro. And the name of the one was Eliezer, "For the God of my father," said he, "was mine help and delivered me, delivered I from the sword of Pharaoh." The name Eliezer, that is, Eli, my God, is Ezer, and help. The verse, Wishim ha'echada Eliya Ezer, ki Elohei Abi de'ezariya wayat ileini me'chereb paro. The Eli, El, Elohim of my father, Elohei Abi, delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. Wayat eleini me'chereb paro. In this connection, Rav Yanai, quoting the verse from Shemot, from Exodus 2 and 15, Moses fled from the presence of Paro, from the face, the presence of Pharaoh. Wayibrach Moshe mipnei Faro. Moses fled. Wayibrach Moshe from the presence, from the face, mipnei Faro. Moses fled from the face, the presence of Pharaoh. Wayibrach Moshe mipnei Faro. So Rav Yanai, quoting this verse, he asks, how could a man possibly flee from the king's presence, from the king's face? What the verse really means is that when Pharaoh sees Moshe and sentenced him to be beheaded, the executioner's sword sprang back from his neck and was shattered. For the verse in Song of Songs 7 and 5 that reads, thy neck is as a tower of ivory refers to Moshe's neck. Rav Abiathar asks, there is more to be said. The sword of Paro, of Pharaoh, springing back from the neck of Moshe, fell upon the neck of the executioner and slew him. Thus, like this, when Moshe said, Elohe Abi, the Elohim of my father delivered, I livered, Vayatzleini, me, from the sword, the Chareb Paro, the sword of Pharaoh in Exodus, in Shemot 18:4, he meant Elohim delivered me, but he did not deliver the executioner. To point up this incident, Rabbi Berakiah quoted the verse, even the verse from Proverbs, from the Mashal, from Mishle Shlomo, from Proverbs 21:18 that reads, the wicked, the ratchet, is a ransom for the righteous. Kofer Latz Adik Rasha, Witachata Yesharima Boged, the wicked is ransom for the righteous. Kofer Latz Adik Rasha. And Rav Abin quoted the verse from Proverbs, from Mashal, Proverbs 11 and 8 that reads, the righteous is delivered, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Adik amitz ara nechelat, wayabo rasha hachetayo. The righteous is delivered. Adik amitz ara nechelat, and the wicked and the ratchet cometh, wayabo rasha, in his stead, tachetayo. Rav Yehoshua, Joshua related in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, when Moshe fled from the presence of Paro, the presence of Pharaoh, some of Pharaoh's guards were made dumb. Some were made blind, some lame, and some deaf. When the blind asked the dumb, whither way did Moses flee? The dumb could not answer. And when the lame asked the deaf, whither way did Moshe flee? The deaf could not hear. And when the deaf asked the blind, whither way did Moshe flee? The blind could not see. Hence here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, even in the words of Shemot of Exodus 4:11, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Vayomer Yahweh Layo, Mi Sama Pe La Adam, or Nia Yasuma Ilem, or Cheresh, or Pikach, or Iwera. Hello, Anoki Yahuwah. And Jehovah said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Who hath made man's mouth? Vayomer Yahweh Layo, Mi Sampe La Adam, or who maketh the dumb? Or Mi Yasuma Ilem, or the deaf? Or Cheresh, or the seeing? Or Pikach, or the blind? Or Iwer? Hath not I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, hello, Anoki Yahuwah? Rav Oshaya related, Paro, Pharaoh's guards seized Moses, brought him up on the scaffold, tied him to a post, and had already placed a sword upon his neck. When an angel, Malach, came down, and in the likeness of Moses, the likeness of Moshe, appeared to them, so that they seized the angel, Hamalach, and let Moshe go. Then Yahweh Jehovah divided Paro, Pharaoh's guards, into several companies, making some dumb, some deaf, and some blind. When the dumb were asked, whither, where did Moshe flee? They could not answer. And when the deaf were asked, whither, where did Moses flee? They could not hear. And when the blind were asked, whither, where did Moses flee? They could not see. Hence here it is said, Abi Elohe Abi, the Elohim of my father, was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh in Exodus Shemot 18 and 4. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moses, who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Mi samper la Adam, or mi yasuma ilein, or cheresh, or pikach, or iwer. Hello, Anoki Yahuwah. And so, when David prayed, hear me when I call, Bikari. He meant, as thou, the I, didst formerly maintain the cause of Moshe, the cause of Moses, wilt thou not now maintain mine? As scripture says, even in Devarim and Deuteronomy 4 and 7, Elohim is nigh, is near. True good, the true God is nigh, is near. Whensoever we, I and I, call upon him, Elohim akrovim, bekolakaenu elayo. Elohim is near, is nigh, Elohim akrovim. Whensoever we, I and I, call upon him, bekolakaenu elayo, in all that I and I call upon him, bekolakaenu elayo. Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggests another way of expounding the verse, what nation is there that hath God so nigh, that hath God so near? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been cast into the sea, what of the man and what of his patron then? Not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One, blessed be He. For He delivered Jonah, out of the bowels of the fish, as is said even in Jonah 2:11. The Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Rav Yudan, in name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggested still another way of expounding the verse, Ki mi goy, gadol asher Elohim akrovim. What nation, what great nation is there? Ki mi goy gadol. What great nation is there that hath Elohim so nigh? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replied, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been thrown into the fire, what of the man and what of his patron then? But not such a patron is HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. For he delivered Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah out of the fiery furnace, as is said even in Daniel 3:28. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have sent Melako, his angel, and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Rav Yudan, in the name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggested still, another way of expounding the verse, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim, what great nation hath Elohim so nigh, so near, Elohim karovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his court. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his court. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been thrown to the wild beast, what of the man and what of his patron then? On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, rescued Daniel from the lion's pit. Therefore Daniel said, my God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, that they have not hurt I. Daniel 6:23. Rav Yudan now offered his own way of expounding the verse, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim karovim, what great nation hath Elohim karovim so near? A man may have a patron, but when a time of trouble befalls the man, he cannot go in unannounced to his patron. Instead, he comes and he has to stand at the patron's door and call a servant or a member of the household who will tell the patron, so-and-so is standing at the door. But not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be he who says, whenever a time of trouble befalls a man, he need call neither on Mikael nor on Gabriel. Make him call, but call on me. Call on I, and I shall hear him. As scripture says in Joel 3:5, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Wahaya kos asha yikra bishem Yahuwah yimaleit. It shall come to pass. Wahaya. It shall come to pass, Wahaya, that whosoever shall call on the name of Jehovah, Wahaya, call Asher Yikra B'Shem Yahuwah, shall be delivered. Yimalek shall escape. Yimalek shall be I live. Ra is Iskandri, Alexandri related. Once it happened that a magistrate whose name was Alexandros was trying a robber, and when he asked him, "What is thy name?" the robber answered, "Alexandros." Whereupon the magistrate said, "Let Alexandros be freed." Now, if he was freed only because he happened to have the same name as another mortal, how much more certain is the freeing of those who bear the name of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. That is to say, the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, whose name is the upright ones of El, the upright ones of the true good, the true God, the upright ones of the power. In this connection, Rav Phinehas, Phineas, made two comments, one in the name of Rav Ze'era, the other in the name of Rav Tanchuma Bara Chenilai. In the name of Rav Ze'era, he said, suppose a man has a patron and imposes special burdens upon him. His patron says, I find that Kle Kle, Gele Gele, so-and-so is unduly burdensome. But not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He puts up with all the burdens that are imposed upon him. Of this, it is written, even in Psalm 55, verse 23, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will sustain thee. I. Hashleka Ali Yahuwa Yehabika Wuhua Yekalikaleka. Cast thy burden upon Jehovah. Hashleka Ali Yahuwa Yehabika. And he will sustain thee. Wuhua Yekalikaleka. And in the name of Rav Tanchum Baruch Hanilai, Rav Phineas Pinchas said, suppose a man has a patron and enemies come and seize him at his patron's door, so that even as he cries out and as his patron is coming to his help, the sword passes across his neck and slays him. On the other hand, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, delivered Jehoshaphat, from under the sword of the captains that were with the kings of Syria, as is written even in 2 Chronicles 18, verses 31 to 32. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. It is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahuwah and Jehovah helped him. And Elohim moved them to depart from him. The verse here shows that Jehoshaphat was just short of losing Rosho, his Rosh, his Rosh, his head, when Yahuwah, when Jehovah saved him. Rav Shimon Simeon said in the name of Rav Zera, if a man has a rich brother, the man acknowledges him. But if the ach, the brother, is poor, the man does not acknowledge him. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not so. Even when the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, are Chalila, God forbid, most degraded, and Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, continues to call them his brothers and companions, as is said even in Psalm 122 verse 8. For my brethren and my companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Lema'ana achaya ve're'aya edabrana shalom bak. For my brethren and companions' sake, lema'an achaya ve're'aya, I will now say, edabrana, I will now say, shalom bak, peace be within thee. Shalom bak. And as it is also written in Psalm 148 and 14, he shall exalt the horn of his people, even the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, a people near, a people near to him. And he hath lifted up a horn for his people. A praise for all his saints. Tehillah lekola chesedayo. Livnei Yisrael amak robo, even for the children of Yisrael, Livnei Yisrael, a people near to him, amak robo. Hallelujah, praise Jah. Not only that, but Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim declares, I am nigh to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel. As is said, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4, verse 7, what great nation is there that have God, the true good, Elohim, so nigh to them? As Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim is, as I and I Elohim be, he who be, who he be. Ki mi gadola, ki mi goy gadol ashaloa, ki mi goy gadol ashaloa Elohim akrobim elayo, ka Yahuwah Eloheinu, bekola Arenu Elayu. Rav Za'era said, suppose a man has a friend who so inconveniences him with his needs and his wants, that the man comes to dislike him and tries to avoid him. But with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, it is not so. The more a man importunes, inconveniences Elohim, the true good, the true God, with his needs and his wants, the more Elohim loves him. As is said even in Jeremiah 33, verses 1 to 3, that reads, moreover, the word of Yahuwah Jehovah came to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, call to I, and I will answer thee and show thee great and hidden things which thou knowest not. Rav Ze'era said further, suppose a man has a client. The first time the client comes to visit, he seats him upon a couch. The second time the client comes to visit, he seats him on a chair. The third time, he seats him on a bench. But the fourth time, he says of him, how this fellow